Shri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our Lord Sri Satya Sai Baba, the one in all, the all in one, the all in all, and the one who is beyond all. Respected trustees of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, Chairman of Prashanti Council and Sri Satya Sai World Foundation, respected guests, elders, and my dear brothers and sisters, loving Sai Rams to all of you. I am Dr. Anupam Ganguly. I am the chairman of the International Media Committee of the Satya Sai International Organization. I cannot tell you how fortunate and blessed we are to be here today to enjoy the birthday celebrations of our beloved Bhagavan, the avatar of our age, who came to teach us, each one of us, the path of love, this royal path to divinity. In his compassion, he also gave us schools, institutes, hospitals, and organizations that bear his holy name. In addition to the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization that does beautiful work in India, the Satya Sai International Organization spreads his message, his glory, and does his work in 121 countries around the world outside of India. There are many women and men who serve Swami with love and dedication in all the 5 continents around the world. Now, it is my distinct honor to introduce to you 2 senior, outstanding, and dedicated office bearers of the international organization who work tirelessly for the divine mission. First, Ms. Petra von Kalinowski. Ms. Petra von Kalinowski's inner urge in search of the ultimate truth inspired her to travel to India in 1983, where she found a true home at the divine lotus feet of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. After being educated as a teacher at the University of Freiburg, Germany, she worked with children having special needs at primary and secondary schools in various cities of Germany. Ms. Kalinowski served Swami for the past 30 years in the international organization, and she is currently the chair of Zone 7 of the international organization. The organization around the world is broken up in 11 zones, and Zone 7 covers the 16 countries of Northern and Eastern Europe, including the United Kingdom. Since the establishment of the European Institute of Satya Sai Education, Ms. Petra also serves as the teacher trainer in European and Russian-speaking countries. Our second speaker this morning is Mr. Alex Grana. Mr. Alex Grana was called to the divine lotus feet of Bhagavan in the mid-1980s. He was blessed to receive direct guidance from Swami on many occasions. Mr. Grana was raised in Peru, in South America, and moved to Austin, Texas, in the Southwest USA in 1993. He graduated with honors from the University of Texas at Austin with a degree in finance and an MBA. After a successful career in the corporate world, Brother Alex retired as head of global investments at Tivoli Systems IBM and is presently the owner and operator of Montessori Schools in the USA. Alex has served Swami in various capacities in the international organization, including President, South Central Region of USA, and other positions. Currently, he serves as the National Service Coordinator of USA, the Chairman of the International Events Committee, and the Secretary of the International Disaster Relief Committee. Please join me in welcoming first Sister Petra and then Brother Alex. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you. I offer my humble, sincerest, loving pranams to our dear Lord Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, who came on earth to guide us. Heartily welcome, revered elders, respected guests, and dear sisters and brothers. I am aware that all of you who are sitting here gathering in the celebrations of the birthday of Bhagavan have a long history with him. You may be born into families where you knew about the situation that the avatar of the Kali Yuga has come on earth, and it was an easy access for you. But that is not the case everywhere. When I look at myself, I can see that I had a longer path, that I had a longer journey to walk, that I didn't grow up with human values as Swami is teaching us, as the Veda of this yuga. He brings up a youth which is bright and shining and will be able to change the world. And I am aware of all those beautiful stories you have, and some of the youth stories have been gathered recently in this beautiful Sanatana Sarati, the eternal chariot, which Swami gave to all of us in 57 of last century, so that his word, his wisdom, his possibility to reach our hearts with his words are possible for those abroad as well. And I was very happy for the last 30 years that I had this consolation that I'm not able to be here present like you are, most of the students, but that his word was there for all of us all over the world. And I searched for this truth, and I only found to this deep knowledge after I finished my studies. And there I found not only Satya, I found Satya Sai. And when I say I found, it is only half the truth, because I did not do anything. He did it. He called, he brought me to him. And that is his secret. We may not be aware of it, that he is attracting and that we are responding, and that he is the only doer. He is here. He is there. He is everywhere. And he has been, before he had this form in Puttaparthi, and he has been here while he had the body here, but he has been there at many other places as well. Actually, all over the world he has been. And he is here now. So this search of truth which brought me here is something what the intellect is connected to. We want to know, we have the desire to see what brings the earth together, what holds it together, why am I here, where do I come from, and where am I going to? And that is something what the intellect wants to know, the mind wants to know. But as Satya Sai beautifully wrote in a letter to Rajagopal, an ardent devotee in the United States many years ago, he was writing, out of long churning, this milk of world becomes butter. Butter is God. Men of heart get butter. And the buttermilk is left for the intellectuals. So, he allowed to taste the butter. We do not need to be satisfied with the buttermilk only. He gives us the most precious he has. And that is the experience of divinity. And with that, I think everything starts. If we are able to experience that he is everywhere, that he is love, that he is the essence of the most precious what the cow is able to give to us, the butter, if he is like that, then we have a deep foundation where we can focus on and walk on. And that is needed if we want to do his work. Faith has been there. Experience has been there. It's not only the knowledge which is important for us. We need to experience divinity within and without. All around us, we can experience him. And this experience of that God is here, that God is present, that he gave me when I arrived here 33 years ago, and he gave this experience while standing in the line and were thinking, I would like to know this, I would like to know that, how this comes together. And what does he do? As he is in everyone, he just brought somebody in the line, turning around, giving an answer to me, a lady I have never seen before and I have never seen afterwards. And if you are not connected, if you are not aware that God is working like this, that he has 1,000 hands, that he has 1,000 ears, that he has 1,000 eyes, that he is omnipresent, then this makes you wonder what is happening here. And after getting those experiences that he is everywhere, of course I had the desire to be a little instrument in his mission. We cannot grasp him. We have no idea what he is doing. We cannot get an understanding of him. But being a little instrument of his in this work, which he is doing all over the world, where he promised us in some years all the world will be aware of Satya Sai. And this is a chance for us. A chance for us to join in this work and not preach, but practice by our living example wherever he puts us. May it be at the school, may it be in business, may it be at the family, where we are fostering and bringing up the children for the future. And so I prayed like that, as we know this beautiful prayer he gave to us, that, oh Lord, take my love and let it flow in full devotion to thee. Oh Lord, take my hands and let them work incessantly for you. Oh Lord, take my soul and let it merge with you. Oh Lord, take my mind so that my thoughts be in tune with you. Oh Lord, take my everything and let it work, and let me work as an instrument of your work. And this was my prayer. Let me be an instrument. Use this body. Do something with it. If you want to change the world, if you want to transform the world, please transform me. Start with me. And when I go to my country, then I may share what I have experienced here. As he said, if you go back, share your love you have experienced here every day with 1,000 new people, so that his quality, his essence, which is love, is felt all over the globe. So wanting to be an instrument very soon brought me to the point that our former center coordinator, Bernhard Gruber, he was responsible at that time, and he approached me and asked me, would you translate one of Swami's discourses during Swami's birthday celebrations? And as I was willing, maybe not fully capable, but good willing, I said, yes, I will. But soon after I started translating, it was the discourse about the 10 principles of Satyasai, I realized it's not easy to translate Swami's word into another language. And I was in my room with another girl, and she was an editor. She was very capable to do such things. She was used to translate and was very good. And for her, it was an easy task to do it. So I thought, after she finished her discourse, I thought maybe I can use her and give her my work so that she can finish it. She is so good at it. And you know, sometimes we are doubting our competence and our self-confidence, which is the basis of everything, is not strong. So I thought I will do that. It's a good idea. But in the night, Satyasai came into my dream, shouted at me and said, how can you dare to give a work which I have given to you to somebody else? Which I have given to you. So I realized it is not this person, central coordinator, who gave me the work. It is him. Understanding that gave me a beautiful basis for working in this organization. Seeing that whatever comes, it is his. Of course, we have to decide, use common sense, prove with our thoughts, and let our heart see where there is a response, if this is what we should do. But he is the driving force in everyone. And like that, he has a master plan for us, for each one of us. He is guiding us. He is taking care of all our plans, of our actions. He is bringing us to the point what we should do, what we have to accept. As I see the time is running, I see that I had a beautiful story with him in this connection, where he is having one of the policemen here showing me that I need to show him my visa. But my visa was fine. And this policeman, he said, your visa is not fine. You cannot stay here. You have to go to Anantapur. And then I went to the next policeman and asked him, and the next policeman said the same. You have to go to Anantapur to renew your visa. And I didn't want this, because I would have wasted and would have missed one darshan. So I asked for the policeman, for the boss to come to the ashram and tell me that this is the truth. But this man said the same. You have to go to Anantapur and make a new visa. When I arrived in Anantapur, finally, this man there, he said, your visa is fine, but I will prolong it so that you can stay longer in India. And I took this for granted, and when I went back to the policemen, they only had a mischievous smile in their faces and accepted. And so I accepted as well. So I had time to go and stay in Prashanti for a while. But soon Sevadal came at the door, knocking, telling, Swami is going to Kodaikanal. Nobody told this before. Nobody knew about it. But packed our suitcase and went ahead. But Swami said, don't go ahead of me. You may not stay with me. You may not be able to follow me. And don't walk behind me. You may lose sight of me. So go next to me. Go at my side. But anyhow, we went and arrived there, and nobody knew about Satya Sai. And nobody had an impression that he will come. It was something unexpected. And so I went to the mountain up there, and walking there in the forest, a little girl came at my side and offered, after walking a few steps with me, offered a white rose. And I accepted, and as the weather was changing, I was sitting then there in front of a little chapel, and the sky became gray, dark gray. And I was thinking about the beauty of the rose and the beauty of nature, and that this girl was disappearing so fast I could not see her anymore. And then suddenly, out of the skies, an orange cloud was formed. And was developing the cloud form of Garuda, the bird with which Vishnu is coming. It is the vehicle of Vishnu. And when I saw Garuda at the skies, then I realized he is there. And I went down, and Swami was there. Nobody else, only very few. But he is capable to make us move. He is in the person telling. He is in the one who is giving me the visa so that I can stay for a longer time, because that was needed in that case. And he is present in nature. He is omnipresent. And that is something which is so precious to be aware of, that we have this knowledge that he is here, now, there, and everywhere, forever. And I pray that this awareness of being guided by him from within for the work he has to do on this earth, and he will use ourselves, he will use us, and he will not get tired of teaching us. He will give us many opportunities, and we may say yes, yes, yes. If not we say yes, we do, then somebody else will do the service, and we miss the chance. And so I pray that this omnipresent divinity, which we were lucky to experience for so many years in person here at this holy place in Prashanti Nilayam, that he is guiding us from within and through each one of us, so that we reach safely our goal to realize that we are God, that we are Sai, that there is no difference between him and us. And this is the basis of this international worldwide organization, which has this as a focus to experience. May he bless us. Jai Sai Ram.
with love and humility, I offer my most humble and loving salutations at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Master, our most beloved Swami. Dear Swami, respected elders, brothers and sisters from all over the world, loving sidearms to all of you. It is a great honor and joy to be here with you today in what I consider a family gathering. In about 3 days, we will be commemorating the 91st year of the advent of the Purna Avatar, who walked on this earth for 85 years and taught all of us. And as we engage in those celebrations and enjoy and partake in the commemoration festivities, there is one question that comes to mind and that all of us should ask. What is the best way for us individually to honor our dear Swami? I'm sure all of you would agree that the best way to honor Swami is to actually remind ourselves of his divine teachings, the essence of them, and put them into practice. To this point, I was recently at a series of workshops in the United States, and I was invited to be the guest speaker. And one of those workshops' topics or themes was living his message, practical spirituality. As I started engaging with the participants, I said, brothers and sisters, if we are going to tackle this topic, we must first understand what actually his message is. For how can we walk on the path of spirituality? How can we attempt to live his message if we have not first understood it? Swami says, be, do, tell. But before that, we must know. And so we started the exchanges, and I asked, can anyone in this room tell me what is Swami's message? Can we summarize it in one paragraph? Perhaps in one sentence? How about in one word? Can anybody tell me? The most noticeable thing was the resounding silence that took over the entire room. And then I said, brothers and sisters, this was not a rhetorical question. This was an actual question that all of us as Sai devotees should know. What is Swami's message? And soon the answer started coming in. Is it love? Well, of course. It most certainly is love. Swami says, my life is my message and my message is love. And he also tells us, love is the source, love is the path, and love is the goal. But brothers and sisters, that's not the word that I'm looking for. They were puzzled. I said, you just said, my life is my message and my message is love. There it is. Well, you're service coordinator, so you must be looking around, you must be looking for an answer around service. So is it service? Of course, brothers and sisters, at the core of Swami's message is the practice of service. Swami tells us that service is the royal road to illumination. But that's not the word that I'm looking for. Try harder. Nobody answered. So I said, brothers and sisters, there's a word that actually can capture the totality and the absoluteness of the message and the mission of our beloved Swami. And that word is oneness. Swami's message is oneness. The reality of it, brothers and sisters, is that everything else that we do, all the activities that we engage in, the methodologies that we come up with, the practices and the projects, are only conduits so that we might actually understand and realize this principle of oneness. He himself has told us, he says, the goal of the Satya Sai organization is to help man realize his innate divinity. Period. Through the human values, he has also told us. He says, Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, Ahimsa. Only when we understand that highest of truths, that principle of oneness, can we actually engage in the right action with full heart. Once we engage in the right action with full heart, a feeling of peace, Shanti, will automatically descend upon us. Where there is Shanti, automatically love, Prema, will sprout. And where there is Prema, where is the question of violence, brothers and sisters? But at the top is the principle of oneness. So I kept my queries with the participants and said, very good, so it's all about oneness. Now, can anyone tell me, how do we actually practice and achieve oneness? Well, if the answer was not love and service in the first round, it surely should be the answer in this round. So, Brother Alex, by loving all and serving all, that's how we achieve oneness. Brothers and sisters, absolutely. It is through love all and serve all that we actually achieve oneness. But how many of us, on the daily basis, wake up in the morning and say, Dear Swami, today I will love all and serve all. Today it's going to be everything about love and service. And even if we manage to do that, how many of us can actually live up to those daily ideals? There must be another answer. There must be yet a more subtle and basic principle that allows us to experience loving all and serving all on the road towards oneness. And yes, there is, brothers and sisters, and that is called the principle of unity. Swami has told us, unity leads to purity, which leads to divinity. And the beauty about unity, brothers and sisters, is that it can be an attitude. The feeling can grow, but the attitude of unity can be practiced on the day-to-day basis at all times, even before the feeling arises. Love, the feeling of love, sprouts on the attitude of unity. And it is this unity that is true practical spirituality, brothers and sisters. And why is this concept, this principle, so important? It is extremely important to us as a Satya Sai organization. Swami has said, the Satya Sai organization will bring peace and tranquility to a world torn by chaos. Soon, the entire world will become a Satya Sai organization. But of course, for that to happen, brothers and sisters, we must be exemplars of this principle of unity. We ourselves internally must first practice it. Oftentimes, as a service coordinator, brothers approach and say, Brother Alex, I want to engage in a huge project. I want to undertake something that will change communities, that will actually allow us to have a deep impact in the world. And I say, Brother, that is wonderful. We should do it. But what about the project that we already have at hand? And they say, Brother, what project are you talking about? I said, Brother, this is a project that spans 122 countries around the world. It has millions of workers in its organization, and it has tens of thousands of projects in educare, social care, and healthcare, among others. And this project is called the Satya Sai Organization, brothers and sisters. Swami has given this organization for us to safekeep. It is our duty to run it with the principle of unity, brothers and sisters. With that said, I wanted to expand further on the prior concept of unity. The question then becomes, if we move from oneness to unity, how do we sustain that unity, brothers and sisters? And here's where we come to the individual level. And Swami tells us, intensity. It is only through intensity of feeling, intensity of purpose, intensity of sadhana, that we can actually sustain that unity. And on this topic of intensity, I would like to share a personal experience with you. The time came many years ago where my sadhana or my intensity had dropped considerably. And this caused somewhat of a physical distance with Swami. I could feel it, and I knew that there was a gap, and I knew why the gap was there. As much as I would try, Swami would not come close physically. And again, I knew why this was. Little by little, day by day, month by month, and eventually year by year, this gap and my yearning for the closeness with Swami grew manifold. One day I said, Swami, if I cannot find you outside, you will surely be within. I must find you with the same intensity within. And with tears in my eyes, I prayed and I wrote a letter to Swami and I said, Swami, from today onwards, you must remove completely from me, eliminate, annihilate, remove completely every trace, the subtlest, the most entrenched, and the most complex of my egos, karmas, vanities, attachments, desires, mind, judgment, criticism, comparison, and negative qualities. That I should become a being of pure and undivided equanimity, purity, humility, devotion, service, surrender, peace, physical, mental, and spiritual strength, roaring like the spiritual lion that you want us to be, and confident. And I said, do not stop until the goal has been completed. And even when you reach that point, no matter how painful it might be, do not let me know so that the ego never sprouts back again. In this prayer, I was sitting at the very back in Whitefield. Swami was going back to his home, and he turned around and he saw me at the very back. And then he came straight to me and picked that letter from me and said, yes. Brothers and sisters, Swami has told us three things. He has said, I have come to give that which you want in the hopes that one day you may want that which I came to give. He has told us, ask and you shall receive. It is my duty to give. And he has also said, the entire universe is in the palm of this hand. So brothers and sisters, as we approach the 91st birthday of our beloved Swami, the only question that all of us should ask is, have we asked? Have we asked for that which He came to give? Whether we have or whether we have not, this is yet another opportunity to do so. Tying in the concept of unity that we spoke about, and this very concept of asking for what He came to give. What a beautiful gift and what a beautiful offering would it be if all of us here in this hall and the entire SAI organization around the world would actually wrap this beautiful gift to Him, which is our commitment to our joint unity. And through that unity, take that rocket, which is the Satya Sai organization, and take it to the heights that He wants this organization to get. Swami says, in a rocket, even the smallest screw is of essential importance. Brothers and sisters, all of us play a crucial role in this mission. The project has been given, and that project is called the Satya Sai organization. There is no project that we will find that we individually, as a group or even as a country, can engage in that will have the reach and the intensity and the ultimate purpose that the Satya Sai organization has. So what a beautiful gift to tell Swami, for this 91st birthday, Swami, I offer to You my deepest commitment to unity and to this beautiful organization to which You've lent Your name. And in addition to that, at an individual level, Swami, I ask You once and for all, please give me that which You came to give. Brothers and sisters, I wish you all the blessings and utmost grace from our beloved Bhagavan, and I wish you a loving Jai Sai Ram.
Gajavardhana. Gajanana. Jaya Jaya Rama, Janaki Rama.
Kulabhushan Raja Rama. भक्त जनो संरक्षक पति मने
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा।